We welcome you back to Tony Gatiss Field. Braden Valor has it teed up at the 40, and he's got a booming kick angling over to the far sideline that'll go into the end zone and be a touchback. But Opie striking first. Two-play drive, 15 yards, ending with a three-yard touchdown run by Ethan Redeker after the fumble recovery on play number two by Central Heights. Of course, or actually play number, yeah, it was play number two because their first play, 12-yard passing play, that was negated by the chop block and set him up with a first and 25. So it's going to be shotgun formation for Roulette, running back on each side, receiver on each number. Roulette takes the snap, and there's going to be a flag thrown by Cunningham. Looks like it's going to be a legal procedure and not false start against the Vikings. That's their second penalty. Pushes them back once again.
Yeah, that's – so they ran three – basically they ran two plays, and they've committed two penalties.
Yeah, two official plays, two penalties. Of course, the one play was a pretty good passing play on the bubble screen.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of had some momentum. That would have put them down at the 42-yard line.
Yeah.
Before it was pushed back. But Opie leads 7-0, 10:43 here in the opening quarter. Vikings break their huddle. Shotgun formation, running back of Bryson Velez to the right hip pocket of Roulette. Roulette takes the snap, two-step drop, looking to his left, has a receiver. Just past the original line of scrimmage, maybe a little bit more for a gain of seven. Reception to Jose Velez.
Yeah, so for Central Heights, they got some positive yards on that one. So far, the passing game's looked more effective than a short sample size. The passing game's been more effective than the running game for them.
That's kind of something that we've seen on film, that they do like to work the pass first to kind of open up those running lanes. Going to have trips here on the near side. Actually, spread formation, two receivers up top. Roulette in a lone set, shotgun formation. Opie in a four-man defensive front. Roulette, quick pass over here on the far sideline. Well off the mark, looking for Bryson Velez. And it'll bring up third and nine.
And this is a big play for the Opie defense. Get a snap here right now on... force them to punt it, and get it right back to your offense who got the quick score.
Third and nine at Vikings 21-yard line. Ball in the far hash, 9:59 remaining in the opening quarter. Opie leads 7-0. Lone set once again, spread formation. Roulette in a shotgun set. Takes, slaps his hands to indicate the snap. Blitz coming, he's going to have to get it off. Quick, he's got a receiver at the sticks, but it bangs off his hands. The receiver, Jonathan Mayer, unable to corral that in, and the incompletion brings up fourth down.
Roulette had some heat on that throw. If he would have just done it with a little softer touch, I think they could have completed it. But you hit the receiver in his hands.
So Bryson Velez in the punt, Eli Morkowitz and Ethan Redeker back deep, just past the 50-yard line. Eagles have a few blocked punts on the season. Good snap. Velez's kick. Going to come over here on the near side. Bounce at the 47. Be picked up at the opposite 47 by Eli Markowitz. Breaks one tackle, breaks another. Looking for a seam. We tackled right at midfield in between the hash marks. Makes a three-yard return after running about 25 yards. So Eagles drive number two with a 7-0 lead, and do have a flag that's down at the 44-yard line on the left side. It's going to be holding against the Eagles. So it'll be 10 yards from the end of the run. So Opie will take over with a first and 10 at their own 40-yard line.
Eagles going to take over first and 10 on their own 40-yard line.
So looking at some offensive stats for the Eagles, leading rusher on the season, Isaac Miller, 494 yards, 10 scores. He's not in the starting lineup for the offense. Ethan Redeker, 7 out of 13, 94 yards passing, one touchdown score. Blake Skowski, out for the season. He was their leading receiver, 12 receptions, 189 yards. I formation for the guy for the green in gold. Ethan Redeker breaks tackle at the line of scrimmage. Triple option, and he'll make it all the way down to the 7-yard line. Or, excuse me, a 7-yard rush back to the 47-yard line for the Eagles.
You know, he's hard to spot behind the taller offensive lineman, but and if he gets to a hole, he's got such a burst of speed.
Second and three for the Eagles in their home green uniforms, yellow pants, yellow helmet, white numbers. I formation, handoff taken by Braden Lineman, just going to drag a few defenders all the way to the sticks. We'll see if it'll be on the left side and enough for a first down. Got one indication here on the far side, and they're going to call a first down. Eagles' second first down of the ball game.
And Braden almost fumbled that. They were getting after him pretty good, trying to strip the ball, and he had to focus a little bit harder to hold on to the football.
Central Heights in their road white uniforms, white helmet, white jersey, white pants, teal along the sidelines with a black number trimmed in that teal. Handoff taken by Abbott Bailey. He'll get 3 positive yards before being pushed back, but they will give him forward progress down to the 48-yard line. Gain of about 2 for Abbott.
Yeah, Abbott that time didn't do any bouncing off of anybody.
3-4 defense that Central Heights runs. 8:19 left to go in this first quarter. Opie looking to add to their 7-0 lead. Eli Markowitz running the play in from the far sideline to his huddle. They'll break it. A few players still wearing the pink socks. The Breast Cancer Awareness Month of October. T formation for the Eagles. Going to be handoff taken by Abbott Bailey. Runs to the right tackle. Kind of forces his way upfield down to the 45-yard line. Will bring up third and a long 5, if not 6.
And now do you think we might see a little bit of a pass play here from Ethan Redeker? Or
might see it. Ball is in between the hash marks. Inside Central Heights territory at the 45-and-a-half-yard line. They need the just left of the 40-yard line to get a first down. But this side of the 50 may be 4-down territory for the Eagles. They're going to go trips to the left. Cade Whitmore, the tight end on the right side. Shotgun formation for Ethan Redeker. Rolling to his left, looking downfield. Got a receiver on the sideline, but Eli Markowitz needed to be about 7'5" to catch that one, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, that time Ethan... He got, again, a little bit too much zip on the ball.
So Cade Whitmore comes off. It looks like Opie might be in a punt formation with the personnel out there. So Braden Fowler will be the punter. Back deep, Baker Moore and Bryson Velez. They'll set up shop at their own 15-yard line. Good snap. Kind of low for Fowler, but he picks it up. And a booming, angling punt over on the near sideline, but not enough of an angle. He'll get a talking to by his math teacher, Terry Smith, and the defensive coordinator, and it'll be a touchback. So Central Heights will have starting field position at the 20-yard line for drive number 3.
Well, I think, Michael, that was just saying, I trust my defense. I trust my defense. We've shut you out so far, and... So even if we get it to him at the 20, it's better than at midfield.
Ball will be in between the hash marks. 7 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Opie leads Central Heights 7-0. Opie will go with a 4-man defensive front. Loaded right here for the Central Heights Vikings. He's got a handoff taken by Jose Velez. Breaks one tackle at the line of scrimmage. Breaks another one. And he'll have a 10-yard burst and most likely a first down for Central Heights.
Yeah, Velez, when he got to that corner, he showed some speed.
So that's their best first down of the ball game. Previous 2 on their drives, penalties on play number 1. So 1st and 10 for the Vikings here on the near sideline at the 30-yard line of their own. Shotgun formation for Roulette. Double tight end set, receiver on each side. Roulette slaps his hands, takes the snap. It's going to be reversed over here on the near sideline. Opie really bit on it, and a nice carry over here on the near sideline by Jose Velez, making it all the way down to the 43-yard line for a gain of 13.
Yeah, they definitely, nobody stayed at home on this side.
Like that play call there by Sam Orem. 1st and 10 once again for the Vikings. Trying to get a drive formulated here. I formation this time. 2 receivers up top. 1 here on the near side. Roulette takes the snap. Going to be a dive taken by Bryson Velez. Read somewhat perfectly by Rowdy O'Rear. It'll be holding Velez to a 2-yard gain and bring up 2nd and 8.
Oh, that time just... Brownie's a kid that he's just a good tackler.
Halfway through quarter number one, 7-0, OP leads. Second and 8 for the Vikings at their own 45-yard line. I formation once again, this time two receivers here on the near side. Roulette sends a man in motion. Going to be a toss sweep on the far sideline taken by Bryson Velez. Met at the line of scrimmage, breaks out of it, pushing his way forward just shy of midfield. We have a flag down on the play thrown by the back judge, Marcus Urkel.
Well, it looked like Abbott Bailey made some contact in the backfield, and I think coach is kind of upset that he didn't wrap him up.
So it was a 3-yard carry. See what the indication is. Rick Cunningham talking things over. There's other officials. Going to be a personal foul. Helmet to helmet against Central Heights, so another personal foul penalty will push him back once again. Actually, that was a blindside block. So that'll push him back all the way to the 30. So yet another devastating penalty.
Yeah. Now the OP defense needs to rear back.
They were getting some things going just shy of midfield. Spread formation for Roulette. He'll send a man in motion. Right to left. Takes the snap. Going to be a toss sweep over there on that far side taken by Baker Moore. Moore will be pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 4 on the play.
Number 7, Baker Moore with the carry. Brought down by number 26.
One thing when you're trying to get around the edge, like with the reverse, you're banking on on the defense being overly aggressive. That time the defense did stay home on that toss sweep.
So a gain of about 2, if not 3, brings up 3rd and a country mile for the Vikings. Ball just outside their 35-yard line. They need the OP 47 for a first down. Spread formation. Two receivers on each side. Shotgun set for Roulette. Going to fake a quarterback, or actually a quarterback designed run by Roulette, and he will go nowhere. I thought maybe he was going to run up and then kind of make it maybe a sprint back 2 yards, a little play action pass, but it'll bring up 4th down for the Central Heights Vikings.
Man, their penalties have just
devastated.
Yeah.
Markowitz and Ethan Redeker back deep for Bryson Velez's punt. 4 minutes in counting here. Quarter number one. High snap goes through the hands of Velez. Jaden Curzon with pursuit. Velez gets it off, somehow getting it away. It's going to bounce at the 43-yard line and get a nobody in favor roll, rolling over here to the sideline towards us, Ken.
Yeah.
And it'll be down at the 43-yard line in Central Heights territory. So excellent field position for the OB Eagles.
But that was a terrific punt and play by Velez. I mean, he could have easily just tried to throw it and force something downfield, but he punted it, and he got off a nice kick.
Very athletic individual, has some speed. The Eagles have contained him on offense, but it's been the penalties, the tell of the tape so far in the first 8 minutes against Central Heights. Two big personal foul penalties that have really pushed them back to where they were unable to recover. So OB leads 7-0, 3:45 remaining in quarter number one. They'll take over at the Vikings 43-yard line. Cade Whitmore, Eli Markowitz on each number. Bunch set in a shotgun formation. Going to just be a design run over on the far sideline by Ethan Redeker. Pursuit. He's got a hold of the jersey. Ethan trying to spin out of it, and he gets brought down. Loss of 5 on the play.
Yeah, he was trying. He was trying. I mean, that kid had him by the shirt tail, and he just about broke out of it, but then here came the cavalry.
So that was a set I've not seen before for OB. It was a shotgun set, but it kind of looked like a pistol because the fullback Lineman was behind Redeker, and the two tailbacks of Brody Cole and Abbott Bailey was beside him. But the trickery went nowhere for the Eagles. Second and 15 for Opie. I formation for Opie. Ethan Redeker with it. Takes the snap. Going to be a handoff taken by Bailey. Looks like either Bailey or Bailey or Redeker spun the wrong way.
Yeah.
And it looked a little off. So it brings up 3rd and 12 for the Opies. Do make something out of nothing. But 3rd and long nonetheless for Opie. 2:40 in count here in quarter number one. They are in Central Heights territory, but had to punt it away basically at the same spot their previous drive.
Yeah, I think right now I'd like to see Ethan Redeker get it a little bit of a rollout.
Spread formation, 3 receivers here on the near side, 2 up top. 4-step drop for Ethan. He's looking deep. He's got a receiver. Cade Whitmore has to come back to it, and it hits him square in the gut and falls incomplete.
Oh, man.
Whitmore was at the 15-yard line. Had to kind of come back for it, but Whitmore had beaten the defensive back on that play.
It hit him in the hands.
But Cade, dealing with that wrist injury, this is only the second time he's been able to suit up here in the last several weeks. But a tough break for Opie, and Fowler in the punt again. Fowler has several kicks inside the 20. The snap will bounce, and Fowler's approach has definitely affected, and it will be a 15-yard punt before going out of bounds at the 30-yard line of Central Heights.
Both teams having a little trouble with handling the punt, handling the snaps here tonight.
7-0, our score. Opie leading Central Heights, 2 minutes remaining in quarter number one. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Other games going along in our area. Chase County at Mound Ridge. That is on our sister station on Country 101.7 FM. South Sumner at Linden. Hanover at Lebo. Altoona Midway at Waverly in Sixman. Council Grove at Osage City. Burlington at Frontenac. 1st and 10 for the Central Heights Vikings. Penalties have been the deterrent for their offense in this first quarter. Handoff taken by Bryson Velez. Excellent pursuit by Isaac Miller. Containing Velez for no gain on the play.
Yeah, what I liked was Isaac basically he filled the gap there. He didn't fall for anything when Velez went to the right, and when he came, cut back to the left, there was Isaac.
Brody Roulette running the play in from the near sideline.
But didn't notice Isaac is limping around still a little bit out there.
Yeah, that knee is still effective. He's not 100% by any stretch. Colton Redeker tweaked his ankle, but he's looking pretty good defensively. Shotgun formation for Roulette. Going to be a design run by the quarterback. He'll get forward progress for a gain of about 5, if not 6, on just the quarterback dive. Brings up 3rd and manageable for the Vikings at their own 35-yard line. 70 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Vikings break their huddle. Going to have 2 receivers here on the near side. I formation for the Vikings. Roulette takes the snap. Going to be a dive taken by Bryson Velez. Gets about 3.5, if not 4, and will bring it 4th and short.
I think if you're Central Heights, I think you've got a little bit of momentum going here. Why not try it?
Yeah, first time they have not had a penalty.
Yeah.
On any of their drives. And I think they're going for it, Kent. So Opie will go in their monster defense, most likely. 5-man front. I formation. Of course, Coach Schmidt talked about line of scrimmage being crucial in these playoff ball games. Who wants it more? Going to be a hard count. Watch the ball. 10 seconds on the clock. They don't have to snap it to end the quarter. So this watch this clock run out, and that's what they're calling from the sideline.
No.
Do have a movement right before down here on the near sideline.
We also had delay of game called back here in the
back.
Yeah,
which one came first? Was it delay? I didn't see Marcus counting out 5.
Yeah, I caught him.
So it was pretty close. 1 second on the clock, so Cunningham with the call. Wind it up. The quarter came first. No flag for delay of game. So 7-0 we find ourselves after 12 minutes of play. Opie leading Central Heights 7-0. Stay tuned for continued coverage of Opie playoff football on Mix 104.9.
Area High School Football is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. Open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 620-475-3386. By Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Haig Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue, Emporia.
Area High School Football being brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. The city of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
We welcome you back to Olpe High School. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. The Eagles leading the Vikings 7-0 after the first quarter.
Michael, I do have a score from Lebo at half. Hanover's leading Lebo 14-0.
That was going to be a good matchup, of course, Hanover. That's not a good indication of how good that team is with their record.
Yes.
But good luck to Brian Hadley and the Wolves in the second half. Of course, other games going on in the area. Chase County at Mound Ridge. Dylan Sherwood on the call on Country 101.7 FM. South Sumner at Linden. Altoona Midway at Waverly. Council Grove, Osage City. Burlington at Frontenac. So, I formation once again. Actually, a loaded I formation. Roulette takes the snap. Going to be a fullback dive to the big man. Gets positive yardage. That was Colton Caswell lined up there, and he'll have a gain of 2 and a first down. So that was the big man set, and it gives Central Heights their third first down, keeping the drive alive with a fourth down conversion now at their own 41-yard line.
Yeah, just getting... That was a nice run by the big man.
Keeping this drive alive, it's their longest drive of the evening. The first quarter marred by 3 penalties against Central Heights. Handoff taken by Bryson Velez. He'll get 2 yards before being wrapped up by a swarm of Eagles. Second and 8 now for the Vikings. Roulette looking over to his sideline. He'll get the play call from his head coach, first-year head coach Sam Orme.
And second and 8. I'm thinking they're going to pass the ball here, so get some pressure up there.
And Roulette 2 out of 4 in the passing game in that first quarter. We got Caswell loaded up once again in an I formation. They're going to just be the lead block, but misses a block, and Bryson Velez swung down in the backfield. Loss of 3 on the carry.
Yeah, they definitely missed the block, and a couple other guys were going to be in the vicinity.
So 3rd and 12 for the Vikings at their own 40-yard line, ball in the near hash, 10-20 in counting here in the half. Vikings trailing the Eagles 7-0. Good crowd here for Opie. Most of the sideline shoulder to shoulder from end zone to end zone. I formation once again under center is Roulette. Going to be a quick pass over to the near side to Baker Moore. Baker Moore will get to the 46-yard line on a 6-yard passing play. Be about 4th and 5, I guess. Call it 5 on the passing play. And I would say most likely punting from this far out. And Bryson Velez is in a punting formation. Snapping over his head the last time. But with Velez's speed, you have to make sure he gets the punt away. Good snap. Velez, the fake, is on. Velez, head of steam. He's got a first down inside Opie territory before being tattooed at the 47-yard line. But a first down to keep the drive alive for the Vikings.
Yeah, that was a heck of a play by Velez there. He rolled out to the right, still looking like he was going to punt. And then once he found that hole, took off.
Inside Opie territory for the first time tonight. 3 minutes gone by in quarter number 2. They're at the Eagle 47-yard line. Roulette running the play in from his coaching staff here right below us. I formation for Roulette. Two receivers on the top side. One here on the near side number. Going to just be a quarterback dive taken by Roulette. He'll lunge forward for a gain of two on the play, making it to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, this will be the 10th play of the drive that started at the 20. And they've also taken off about 5.5 to 6 minutes off the clock.
We knew it was going to be a physical matchup heading into this contest, Ken. And after the first 16 minutes, it's been everything and then some.
Yes, it has.
Split back formation for Roulette under center. Tight end, or actually a double tight end set for the Vikings. Roulette toss sweep over here on the near side. Velez looking for a seam. Breaks one before being spun down at the 43-yard line for another gain of two. So third and a long, let's just call it third and six at the Eagle 43-yard line. They need the 37 to keep or to get a first down here on third down.
Yeah, Velez was coming over like, am I coming out, am I coming out? And coach said, nope, get back in there.
Shotgun formation. Double tight end set, one receiver on each side. Roulette snaps his hands to indicate the snap's going to be a reverse once again taken by Jose Velez. This time the Eagles read that a little bit perfectly, or not as bad as the previous time. He gets 4 yards on the play and brings up fourth and manageable.
You know, if they do get a first down here, I'm wondering if coach shouldn't call a timeout just to give his defense a breather.
Fourth and two at the Eagle 39-yard line. I formation once again. They've already got one fourth and short conversion on this drive. Hard count, and they're going to get a penalty against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Jaden Curzon a little excited to control that line of scrimmage.
Yes.
And the 5-yard penalty against the Eagles will give the Vikings a first down. We have a score update from Mound Ridge. Chase County 14. Mound Ridge 6.
Ooh.
End of the first quarter.
Go Bulldogs.
That game over on Country 101.7 FM. That'll be the fifth first down of this drive. All five first downs coming on this drive for the Vikings. Nearly taking off the entire second quarter clock, halfway through. The tailback this time now is Armani Velez. And he gets three on the carry.
Michael, this is one of those drives that could affect, if Central Heights doesn't score here, could affect Opie in the second half. Just because they're getting worn out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tough to see. I mean, it's not a whole lot of teams are able to keep the Eagle defense on the field with a prolonged drive as we have seen here in this drive. Spread formation for Roulette. He'll send a man in motion, Baker Moore, left to right. Snap it with Moore behind him. It'll be a toss sweep over here or over there on the far sideline. Moore racing for the far sidelines. He'll be tackled. Five, or actually a 6-yard loss on the carry. And Colton Redeker coming out of pursuit in the secondary. So goes from second and seven to third and a long 13.
Yeah, that nice job by Colton Redeker just staying in his lane and then dragging him and catching up with him.
5:18 left to go in this first half. Opie leading things 7-0, but a prolonged drive for the Vikings. But they're faced with a third and 14 inside Opie territory at the Eagle 38-yard line. Shotgun formation for Brody Roulette. Takes a snap, two-strip drop, pump fakes, looking over the far sideline. Pass going through the hands of Jonathan Mayer and falling incomplete. Actually, that was Dustin Smith. And most likely they're looking with the punt unit. Bryson Velez had been out the last few plays getting a breather. But, of course, he ran a fake punt for a first down previously. But fourth and 14, that's a tall task for the Vikings now.
Both teams' wide receivers have dropped a lot of have dropped their passes tonight.
4:58 on the clock. Bryson Feliz will receive the snap at the 50, but he will not. The snap is well over his head. He'll recover at the 35, gets the punt away once again, and they'll take a favorable Central Heights bounce, bouncing at the 35-yard line before rolling down to the 26-yard line of the Eagles.
I kind of wonder if one of those kids that's missing from Central Heights might be the punt snapper.
Easily could be. But first and 10 for the Eagles. They lead things 7-0, taking over after the punt. First time touching the ball this quarter.
Yeah.
T formation for the Eagles. Under center is Ethan Redeker. Going to be a handoff taken by Abbott Bailey. He'll push forward for a gain of about 5 before forward progress is stopped.
Number 42, Abbott Bailey with the carry.
Of course, there were some hostilities in the previous matchup when Brecken McGuire was hit well out of bounds by Brody Roulette.
Yeah.
Brecken's yet to see action since that hit, but is suited tonight. T formation once again for the Eagles. Going power once again, double tight end set. Going to be a handoff taken by Colton Redeker. Head of steam. Breaks a tackle. He's at midfield before being pushed out of bounds.
Uh-huh.
Just shy, I think. Actually, I'm going to say stepped out of bounds at the 45-yard line for a gain of 15.
Michael, he just about was able to turn that corner and off to the races.
Colton has really come on this year. Of course, he tweaked his ankle, rolled it, and just shy of halftime against Northeast Arma. Sat the rest of the ball game, but has done pretty good filling in. I formation for the Eagles. Let him in the fullback. Bailey, the tailback. Redeker takes snap, toss sweep over the far sideline to Abbott Bailey. Breaks one tackle at the line of scrimmage before forcing his way all the way down inside Central Heights territory to the 49-yard line for a gain of 6.
And that time it was again Abbott Bailey lowering his shoulder, picking up a few extra yards.
3:40 and counting here. In the second quarter, Opie looking to add to their 7-0 advantage in a very physical contest. I formation. Tight end over here on the near side. Going to be an option kept by Ethan Redeker. Going to be tackled forward, but a flag is in the backfield. Thrown by the head official, Rick Cunningham. That's most likely going to go against the Eagles. Holding is the indication.
Yep.
It'll be a spot foul nearly back at the line of scrimmage. And they'll be pushed back 10 yards.
And, Michael, that's one thing that this game has shown really with both teams. Getting behind the chains really affects their offense because they don't have the passing game.
So second and 14 after the penalty is marked off. Central Heights, 3 penalties on the night for 35 yards. But Opie, that was only their second one. But as Ken mentioned, penalties have been detrimental to these offenses so far tonight. High formation for Ethan Redeker and company. Now back at their own 45-yard line. Play action pass. Redeker rolling to his left, looking downfield. He's got a receiver on the far sideline, caught by Braden Lindeman, but a flag in the secondary. Thrown by the back judge, Marcus Urkel. See what we got. It's going to be a gain of about 9 on the play. But it was kind of a screenplay, it looked like. I don't know if they're going to have a legal man downfield or what. Could be holding on the defense.
We have a discussion.
Holding on the offense. Officials talking things over. An experienced crew from the Emporia area. Indication from Cunningham, offensive pass interference. Ooh. So May must have ran a kind of a pick play.
Yep.
And that's how Lindeman got open. So that'll be from the line of scrimmage where that'll be marked off at, I believe. So penalty number 2, back-to-back on this drive.
Mm-hmm.
Third overall, and that pushes them all the way back to the 25-yard line, right where the drive began.
Yeah. Second and a country mile.
Second and 29. Don't say that very often, Ken.
No.
So Central Heights got some momentum here. Drove a nice long drive that stalled inside Opie territory. Passing play out of an I formation. Going to be a screen play. Caught by Abbott. Bailey nearly dropped, but caught. Breaks one tackle, breaks another before being swung down after a gain of about seven on the play.
Abbott Bailey. Medford's by number four, Brody Roulette.
Brings up third and a little bit more manageable third and 22.
And just a reminder, this game was 2 weeks ago was 7-0 at the half.
Absolutely was. Before it'd be 128-0. Both teams really filling each other out.
Yeah.
Of course, Opie, their lone score came on a fumble recovery on play number two against the Vikings, and two plays later and they're in. Outside of that, it's been dead even. Trips to the near side, shotgun formation for Ethan Redeker, blitz coming. Pocket collapsing, he'll just tuck it and run. He'll be brought down out of bounds after a gain of about four on the play.
Well, and that time Ethan didn't see anybody open and just took off to see what he could get.
So Braden Fowler most likely have to punt this time. Will be the first time on his side of the 50.
Let's see if we can get a snap.
See, need a good snap here. Of course, he was tackled out of bounds, so the clock has stopped. 2:21 remaining in the half. Opie leading things 7-0, and we're going to have a timeout taken, I believe, by head coach Chris Schmidt. We'll take a quick 30-second break with him, but you're listening to Opie playoff coverage right here on Mix 104.9. Eagles leading the Vikings 7-0, just shy of halftime.
Opie playoff football brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by All-Star Rental and U-Haul north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your DIY projects.
We welcome you back to Opie High School. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Opie faced with a 4th-and-19, and in the punt is Braden Fowler. Bryson Velez and Baker Moore back deep for the Vikings. Good snap, and the kick is booming away. A knuckleball off the foot of Braden Fowler, and looks like forgetting to here Beener is Jonathan Meyer, and he gets just tattooed at the 35-yard line. They were trying to say, hey, get away, the punt's dying.
Yeah.
And he catches it didn't really anticipate that.
No.
But 1st and 10 now for the Vikings at their own 33-yard line. 2:09 to play in the half and all timeouts remaining. Spread formation for Roulette. We'll send a man in motion, Baker Moore, left to right. Going to be trips over here on the near side. They're looking for Moore on the check down, but has a receiver that overshoots Jose Velez by Bryce Brody Roulette. It'll fall incomplete.
Yeah, he was wide open, too.
Was right at about the 40-yard line. Had plenty of space in front of him. OB looked like they might have been in his own coverage with that, or Velez just outran the linebacker. Spread formation once again, Roulette, play action pass, pressure coming out of the backfield. He'll be brought down at the 30, but a flag coming in. They're going to think Saquel Weekly got inside the shoulder pads, and that'll most likely be a 15-yard penalty against the Eagles.
Flag on the play.
That's a huge...
No, well, no, they're pushing him back.
Oh, I think they're going to say...
Another blindside hit?
No, I think it... Well, we'll see.
So the indication is from Cunningham.
I'm not... I think it might be face masks.
Still waiting for it. I hope he does accept the penalty, whatever it may be. What's the indication, Rick? What's the indication? Still waiting. Still waiting.
Oh, now so they're marking
now,
it off.
Now they're trying to figure out where the line of scrimmage was at.
Yeah.
Personal foul. Blindside hit once again. That's penalty number two of that nature against Central Heights. So that'll push him back 15 and actually happen behind the line of scrimmage. So we're going to have a timeout, I think, maybe to talk things over. Sam Orm wants to, I think, maybe, I don't think he's going to, is he going to visit with his team or talk to the officials? Looks like he's going to visit with his team. We'll stay right here with you. 1:56 remaining here in the half. It's been a very physical contest. OP leads 7-0. Central Heights faced with a 2nd and 25 after the timeout.
I think the referees went over and explained what he was doing. And it's like, okay. But, and this what this should tell Central Heights, they're calling this. And you got to watch out for it.
Have to make some adjustments.
Yes.
Now, all it takes is one crew to be, you know, focusing on that. And obviously, they're doing a good job of calling that. It's something that's kind of a judgment call. But over the last several years, it's definitely been a hyper sense of awareness of that block.
Yes.
Remind you guys that other games going on the east side on 1A playoff football, Jayhawk Land at Colgan, Jackson Heights at St. Mary's, and Jefferson County North at Centralia. Try and get those scores at the half along with more from the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show just moments away. But Central Heights trying to get a score to tie this thing up. Opie will receive the second half kick after deferring the opening coin toss.
And it looks like Reed Compton is over here for Central Heights getting his, he's got a bloody nose, so they're getting the nose taped up.
Shotgun formation for Brody Roulette. Going to be a handoff taken by Bryson Velez, and he'll be met behind the line of scrimmage. Actually, a positive yard of about three, if not two, on the play. So now third down, and I think Opie took a timeout this time. Actually, that was a loss of two on that play. So Coach Schmidt burning his second timeout, I believe. Actually, that was just his first timeout. So both teams with two timeouts left and faced with a 3rd and 27. We'll be interested to see what Sam Orm dials up here.
I think Sam's just going to run the ball here and try to run the run a little bit of time off the clock and run it, because it's going to take a pass that we haven't seen yet for a 27-yard pickup. Of course, if you force a pass interference or something like that, then you'd get the first down. But I think that they're just going to run the ball here.
Both teams coming out of their timeout huddles. 1:50 left on this first half clock. Going to be spread formation for Brody Roulette. Two receivers on each side, and the tight end is on the right for the Vikings. Roulette takes the snap, steps up the pass, and undercuts it. But it, does that bounce? Ethan Redeker saying he intercepted it, but they're going to say that hit the grass first. Ethan at least saying, I'm going to make things interesting.
Let's
make it come down to a judgment call, but incomplete nonetheless, and a fourth down for the Vikings. And this time they're as close as they've been to the back of their, or the shadows of their own goalposts, if there was a sun. And Aaron snaps the last two times.
Yes.
So we'll see if Bryson Velez will stretch out his back and see if he can field this snap. We're going to have a timeout taken by Sam Orm. The snapper for Central Heights is none other than Brody Roulette.
Oh.
So I don't know if that was a change.
Yeah.
I did not see who was there, but the long snapper, Brody Roulette. So a little bit more difficult. It's just kind of the same motion, Ken, as a forward pass if you're snapping between your legs. But we'll see what goes on right here. 1:45 remaining in the half. 4th and 25 after the timeout. Vikings happen to punt it back to the Eagles. We'll have one timeout remaining.
All year long.
Brody has been the snapper all year long. Okay. So something that did not change. I know we kind of thought about that earlier in our broadcast with some players out tonight for Central Heights with the FFA National Convention and the Opie Dolphins game. You don't hear that one every day, that someone got to travel to Germany for that contest on Sunday. High snap and fielded cleanly by Jose Velez. The Eagles nearly getting a hand on it. Eli Markowitz fielding it at the Viking 45-yard line. Going to have a return of about 4 yards. And the Eagles will take over inside Viking territory. Plenty of time left. A buck 37 remaining. Looking to add to their 7-0 lead just shy of halftime.
And remember last week at the end of the half when, even though they were up big against Northeast, they were trying to run a two-minute offense.
Eagles going to take over first.
And this is why.
Absolutely. Rekha McGuire running the play in. Most likely being a wide receiver spot. He is on the split end on the far side. Trips left for Ethan Redeker. Cade Whitmore, the tight end, over here on the near side. Redeker rolling to his left. Blitz coming for the Vikings. Pocket collapsing, looking downfield. He's got Whitmore. This time Whitmore catches it at the 25. Now down all the way to the 12-yard line before being brought down by the Vikings. 30-yard reception for Cade Whitmore.
First off, the offensive line did a great job protecting. And also, Ethan didn't do any panicking in there.
First down and 10 from 12 yards out. Clock has begun to tick away. About 15 now as the dial it down is set. Shotgun formation once again for Ethan Redeker. Trips on the far side. Rolling to his left, looking downfield. Steps up, finds Abbott Bailey, who gets this tattooed. And is it intercepted by the Vikings at the goal line? I think so. Does it hit the ground, though? We'll see what the indication is from the officials. That's a big turnover there. They're going to call it incomplete. So, wow. Fortunately, the Eagles will have another opportunity.
Yeah. And that time, Ethan had a gap there that he could have probably picked up 5 or 6 yards if he would have taken off running. That's one thing. With a minute to go, you can really run your whole offense from the 12-yard line.
And of course, they're in distance for Braden Fowler. He's got a 37-yard kick. A field goal previously in the season. Against Northern Heights back the last day of September. Spread formation, lone set for Ethan Redeker. Pressure coming, he steps up, goes behind, looking, trying to escape the pressure. He's got a receiver in the end zone. It's brought down. Is it caught?
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Is. Brody Cole, none other. 12-yard touchdown score. Eagles make it a 2-score game. They lead 13-0, 45 seconds remaining in the half.
What a catch by Cole. I mean, Michael, he got hit hard, came down with the ball inbounds. What a great catch.
So that's what Central Heights is pleading their case, that Ethan advanced beyond the line of scrimmage before escaping pressure. But it was not called. Fowler in for the PAT. Good snap. The kick through the uprights. And good. Opie leads 14-0. 45 seconds left. We'll step aside. You're listening to Opie Playoff Football on Mix 104.9.
Area High School Football being brought to you by Boone Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agents Brian Fillinger and Dylan Redeker. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. NGR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Welcome back to Opie High School. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Opie scoring. Nice drive from, they go, what, 45 yards?
Yeah, 42 yards.
42 yards. But
and took it, and two really good pass plays.
Yeah, set up from close distance by that 30-yard passing play to Cade Whitmore, and then, of course, finished off with a 12-yard touchdown pass from Ethan Redeker to Brody Cole. Fowler's kick, kind of a line drive, going to be fielded at the 35-yard line. And trying to get something out of nothing, Reed. That was Reed Compton. Making his way through to the 46, 47-yard line. So Central Heights with one timeout. pretty good field position. I don't think that's what Coach Schmidt wanted on that one.
No.
But, you know, Central Heights outside of that little two-play or that drive there by the Eagles have really controlled this second quarter. They don't have anything to show for it, but they've at least controlled the clock with a long drive that took over half of this second quarter away. Trips over in the near side. Baker Moore going in motion. He'll take the handoff from his quarterback and just get tattooed in the backfield. Loss of seven on the play.
Yeah, they have not bitten on that play the last couple times that they've ran it. They've done a nice, the ends have done a nice job of staying home.
Going to have a timeout, I believe, taken by Central Heights. That'll be their last one.
Timeout, Vikings.
Timeout, timeout.
So, yeah, timeout taken by Central Heights. Coach Schmidt was saying more time should have been ticking away. Nothing slips by Coach Schmidt.
No.
But, of course, when we get into the Long Bottom Plaza halftime show, once we get there, go over stats and analysis, have some halftime scores that we can find here in playoff football time. Remind you guys, you can't listen to our game. Follow along at KVUE AM 1400 on Twitter or go to Facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. Brought to you by Brian Fillinger of Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We got a moth visiting with us in here.
Spread formation, trips on the far sideline. Roulette takes the snap. Two-step drop, trying to find a receiver over the middle, and it falls incomplete. The intended receiver was Chase Bones. I'm going to bring up third down.
I think Bones heard the footsteps of Eli Markowitz coming in on him and just couldn't pay attention to get the ball in.
So now, 29 seconds remaining, third and long for the Vikings. Eagles have a timeout left. Most, do you try and pass it here, Ken, or you just take the 14-0 deficit into the half?
I think you try to pass it.
Ball is at their own 43-yard line. Spread formation. Roulette. Blitz is shown by the Eagles. They're bringing pressure. Roulette steps up the pass. Has a receiver!
Oh.
And it's deflected by Brody Cole. It just hung up in the air, but not enough for Jose Velez to pull that in. So clock will stop with 24 seconds left. And Vikings now with a 4th-and-14.
And I think you punt it here. I don't think you run a fake. I think you just punt it. And then Opie will probably just down it and go into halftime.
Bryson Velez in the punt. Back deep, Eli Markowitz, Ethan Redeker. Good snap the last time. Going to be a fake. Direct snap to Jose Velez, and he'll be brought down. Loss actually gets back to the line of scrimmage, and Opie will take over with 20 seconds to play at the Vikings' 41-yard line.
You know, right now, I say chuck it.
We got one timeout left. Got lucky there. Looked like initially someone kind of came in. Could have been a horse collar.
Mm-hmm.
The hand got in there, but both players going down quickly. So if Velez was able to extend that play a little bit more, that's most likely called over here on the side judge by Chuck Seidel.
Yeah.
So Opie breaks their huddle. Going to be a spread formation. Ethan Redeker by his lonesome self. Trips up top, two down here on the near side. Redeker. Three-step drop, pressure coming, steps up the pass, got a receiver on the near sideline, fully extending, but unable to bring in the catch is Brade Linneman. Brings up second and 10 for Opie. 15 seconds on the clock.
Because if you can pick up 25 to 30 yards here, you might be in Braden Fowler's range.
I would say 15 puts him at the 27. I think that's enough. If they can get inside the 30, I think they attempt it, Ken. But just keep it inside the hash marks.
Yeah.
Or inside the middle. Don't try and go on the hash marks and try and have to angle stuff in there. Same formation as the previous play. Redeker stepping up the pass. Pressure coming. Rolling to his right. He's just going to chuck it out of bounds. Be caught by Riker Schmidt on the far sideline. He was out of the tackle box. So Central Heights wanting a intentional grounding, but there was a receiver over in that area.
Yeah, I don't think it was the coach's one. I think it was from the fans.
It was. But 9 seconds now left on the clock. Third and 10 after the incompletion.
And now, do you have a little Travis Kelce play where you can just catch it about 10 yards downfield and go down?
Might have a little curl there. See if they'll draw it up to the tight end, Cade Whitmore. Trips to the left, and we're going to have a delay of game. Actually, yep, delay of game is the indication. Pushing back five. Hopi taking their time getting the play call from the sideline. Fourth penalty of the half. Hopi leads 14-0. 9 seconds remaining now with a third and 15 from the Vikings 47-yard line. Spread formation. Actually trips to the left. Linneman with Redeker in the shotgun formation. Whitmore the tight end here on the near side. Pressure coming. Redeker rolling out of it. Rolling to his left. Throws it up the grabs. It's going to go out of bounds. Be incomplete. 2 seconds on the clock. Fourth and 15 now. Well beyond Fowler's leg.
Yeah.
The 47-yard line. Martin Gramatica could not even make it from that distance,
no.
I don't think. But maybe they'll allow Fowler to change his shoes.
Yes.
The old George Blanda shoe and flat foot and just give it a boot.
Maybe we could have Harrison Butker get over here real quick. Like.
So a loaded formation, shotgun formation, double tight end set, most likely going to be a kneel. Actually, quarterback keeper by Ethan Redeker. Gets past the original line of scrimmage, angling towards the sideline before being pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 13 on the play. Shy of the first down, and that will bring us to halftime. Opie leading Central Heights 14-0. We'll step aside, get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Find some area scores, tally our stats, and have more on the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show, which is upcoming next on Opie Playoff Football on Mix 104.9.